Last year, we did a series of stories chronicling agriculture theft on Hawaii Island. You can find that series, Hot Coffee, on HawaiiPublicRadio.org. And as part of the effort to curtail ag theft, Hawaii County Prosecutor Mitch Roth created a new position within his office, Agriculture Crimes Investigator. A former police detective, Shane Muramaru, was hired for that job. His position is currently funded under a pilot project through the State Department of Agriculture. A bill for more permanent funding failed to pass the legislature this year. For an update on the situation, conversation producer Ryan Finnerty talked to County Prosecutor Mitch Roth.
The Big Island has a lot of people that depend on agriculture as their primary and then their secondary income. And, you know, although it may not be sexy crime to prosecute as a prosecutor, such as, you know, doing things like murder cases or assault cases or things like that, you know, agriculture is one of the economic engines of our community. And it's important for the economic part, but it's also a living for people, and it helps us be self-sufficient. If you're having to get your agricultural goods and your foods from the mainland and you have a natural disaster, and here we are having a natural disaster that takes out a lot of your transportation, you need to be able to sustain yourself. And so we started looking at how we can protect our farmers, because we have seen agricultural crimes. They go up and down, and we determined that agricultural crimes generally happen on large parcels of property when people aren't watching. But generally, if people are stealing agricultural commodities, they're going to be selling it. And so we can actually put an end to it at the secondary point, not maybe when they're stealing it, although we have made cases at the time of theft. But we've also been able to close down the market with a theory that if you can close down the market, you can close down the motive to steal.
Last year when we spoke, you had pretty recently created the position of Agriculture Crimes Investigator that is within your office. And Shane had sort of just started getting his feet wet and figuring out how this process works and identifying ways to address it. What progress have you made so far this year?
You know, it's really interesting. When we originally created this position, my plan was to be more proactive than reactive and go out there and do a lot of trainings with the farmers, a lot of trainings with the people that are purchasing, for example, the farmers markets and the other agencies. We've done that. But what I found is Shane has actually got involved with several investigations as well. And so while Shane continues to work on the educational and proactive approaches, he's also been able to work on regular crimes with the police and with our office. And we've had some successful prosecutions, some stuff that we found that we need to change our laws. We had a case with produce being stolen from someone's yard that wasn't fenced, but would have probably been enough for a felony had it been protected by the agricultural theft law. So we found some places where we can strengthen the law because of Shane, and you know, we've started looking at some other opportunities here. One of the things that we've done is that we've been working with departments like the Department of Research and Development here in the county, and they're creating an app or the movement certificates or the receipts, so it's easier to track where people are selling things and how agricultural products are moving.
And being able to track the produce, I'm sure, is critical to enforcing theft laws and prosecuting cases in those instances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was the whole idea of being proactive, is make sure that what is being sold came from a legitimate farmer and not stolen from a legitimate farmer.
And what success have you had? You mentioned that you're developing an app to kind of make that paperwork easy. Have farmers and distributors been receptive to that idea?
My understanding through Shane is that we've had some successes there. Generally, the farmers have been welcoming him because they understand what we're trying to do. We're not going after them. We're trying to help them protect their businesses. And so I guess it's a way of looking at it. So he's had some pretty good successes of starting to educate people, starting to get people to realize what the laws are and to create some movement certificates. He's been able to go down and educate some of the people that are buying, some of the farmers markets people. So that was, you know, really the push is to close down the market for stolen produce. I can tell you this, I haven't got very many reports this year of people saying that they've had different crops stolen. The reports I have had are from different investigations that Shane is working on. So people may be calling Shane rather than calling me because they know that there's a person who's working on those things. But I used to get calls all the time saying, hey, our long gone stolen, our rambutan stolen, our people are stealing mangoes. I haven't had very many of those calls in this last year.
You spent several years working with legislators to get the Agriculture Crimes Investigator position funded. And then when you finally did, that funding this past session was not renewed.
Well, what happened was, it's not that it was not renewed, because that's actually incorrect. You know, Scott Enright at the Department of Agriculture gave us a grant last year, or a pilot project. So we're operating under the Department of Agriculture. So that's how that program got started last year. That funding ends in July, but we've been told that they're looking at doing another contract with our office for another year to see if we can get it passed legislation. So we're very grateful for the work that they're doing to make that happen. I know that Shane has been in constant contact with the Department of Agriculture and with his efforts. And I believe because of his successes, they're willing to put funding for another year into the project.
Okay, so perhaps just a temporary setback at the legislature this year then.
We're hoping it's a temporary setback. We're looking at something else that's kind of interesting. One of our council members, Tim Richards, is very involved with agriculture, knows, you know, has got a pretty good ear to the ground on what's happening in agriculture. He has a supplemental bill that we understand to help pay for the agricultural investigator, which is good because I don't think we have all of the money for next year that we need to keep Shane's position throughout the whole year. So we're hoping that we get some funds there. If not, you know, we'll look to other sources, possibly even out to the community. And I believe because of success, there may be some farmers that may be willing to help us make that last month that we need to keep the program rolling for the entire year.
So in the long run, though, you expect you would need a more stable source of funding from the state or the county to really keep this program around long term?
Absolutely. When you look at this program, it's hard to say, well, you prosecuted this many cases, and so that's a success. I'd rather look at it as you've prosecuted or you've had this many fewer crimes, and that's why it's a success. Because, like I said, our farmers, they're making their living, they're making their supplemental living. It may be the difference between a kid going to college or not because they have a coffee farm. And that's another thing that really needs to be looked at, too, is the state of Hawaii has one product left that is really at the top of the scales any place in the world, and that's our coffee. You know, we're top competitors in the world, and if we don't protect it, you can see what's happened to other things that we've had. We'll no longer be in that position where we're the best.
All right, well, definitely an issue that we'll have to stay on top of. Mitch, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ryan.
That was Hawaii County Prosecutor Mitch Roth speaking with our producer, Ryan Finnerty, about efforts to combat agricultural theft on the Big Island. Our series, Hot Coffee, explored that subject, and you can find it at hawaiipublicradio.org.